Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want right here, toll free, at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. I must say I prefer it. If you've got the choice, go ahead and try with Skype. It almost always sounds better than the phone. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us again on the phone lines or on Skype. You can also, you can email the show, but you really don't, we really never read emails these days.
Yeah.
So the best way to get interactive is directly live with us. But another way you can do it is go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on the website. Everything that you see there on the front page as you scroll down, the news items, for instance, those were all submitted by listeners like you and then voted on by our Free Talk Live listeners. So we'll get to hopefully some of that here tonight. Also, I want to open the show with a man named Leland Yee. Now, I'd never heard of Leland Yee before, but that's probably because I don't live out in California, where he is in a bit of trouble. According to the L.A. Times, he is a senator. As details of Senator Leland Yee's alleged crimes have trickled out, advocates associated with gun rights groups jumped on the possible ironies. An affidavit filed in federal court in San Francisco by FBI Special Agent Emmanuel Pascuna said there was probable cause to believe that Mr. Yee had conducted various crimes, such as engaging in a conspiracy to deal firearms without a license and to illegally import firearms. Now, as liberty,
that's pretty serious stuff.
Well, now, right, as liberty-minded folks, I don't care if you want to buy or sell some guns. That really doesn't matter to me.
I believe that a person has the right to protect themselves. I believe they have the right to build tools. I believe, therefore, they also have the right to engage in commerce with each other. Therefore, they have the right to engage in commerce with someone who builds tools to protect you.
Right. I only object when it comes to aggressing against peaceful people. If you are going to use the firearm to threaten someone, then I'll have a problem with that. If you're going to use the firearm to harm another human being that has not threatened you first, and I've got a problem with that, too. So they're not alleging that Mr. Yee has actually harmed anyone here. They're only alleging that he has engaged in what are considered to be illegal sort of gun transactions at the federal level. And so, again, I have no problem with what it is that he's done as far as buying and selling guns. But what I do have a problem with is hypocrisy. And this guy is full of that, apparently. So presuming the allegations are true, as you will discover here, Mr. Yee is a prominent figure in California's Democratic legislative majority and for years has crusaded against guns and violent video games.
Well, they go hand in hand, don't they?
So they again say he's been conspiring to deal firearms without a license, illegally import firearms. The criminal complaint revealed yesterday stated that Yee sought donations in return for connecting an Italian gangster from New Jersey with an international arms dealer. The gangster was actually an undercover federal agent, according to the complaint.
Really? They went with the Italian guy as the gangster? Well, let's see. Which of the six of us seems most like a gangster? Anthony, it's you. It's you, bud. What are you talking about?
The complaint said Yee talked tough about having shady contacts who could obtain automatic weapons. Do I think we can make some money? I think we can make some money, the state senator said, according to the complaint. Do I think we can get the goods? I think we can get the goods, he said. The complaint says Yee described his approach to arms dealing as agnostic. Another quote alleged by the complaint from Yee is, quote, people want to get whatever they want to get. Do I care? No, I don't care. People need certain things, he said. Later Wednesday, the citizens...
I kind of agree with him on that.
Absolutely true. People are going to get what they want to get, and there are people in the black market who are going to provide them with what they want. It's just that it's wonderful irony when a government person like this, a politician, gets caught red-handed in total hypocrisy. And you usually don't get it at this level. I mean, usually what you see is like the sexual hypocrisy. Those are the easy ones to bust, right? Because we've seen story after story of, you know, congressional Congress people having sex with their aides, or there was that one story about the congressman who was playing footsie underneath the bathroom stall, and he was an anti-gay. Yeah, and yeah, in the boys' room, he was an anti-gay congressman, but there he was, you know, engaging in what was alleged to be a way that some gay people apparently meet for sex in bathrooms.
Well, at this particular place, I think that was the idea, that, you know, that this was the...
This was the place gay people went to do that?
Well, yeah, for this... Well, this was a place that that happened, yeah, and this was the protocol there.
Yeah.
So I also think that if anyone is attempting to form a libertarian-style band, that sexual hypocrisy would make a great...
good name.
Great band name.
So I don't have a problem with somebody being gay or meeting somebody in a bathroom. I think it's kind of tacky to meet somebody in a bathroom for sex, but, you know, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. But, again, the hypocrisy is just delicious and seems like it's almost typical when it comes to these politicians. It seems like if you've got a politician yammering on about how it is they think guns are terrible or they think gay people are bad and shouldn't be able to get married, then just believe the opposite about that person.
Yeah, whatever it is, they're probably actually for it and they're just...
Or making money off of it behind the scenes because... If guns were legal, then this senator, Senator Yee, presuming the affidavit is true, then he wouldn't be making as much money, right?
Yep.
Because the guns are legal, you can sell these automatic weapons or whatever it was that he was buying and selling. You can sell them for a whole lot more because it's contraband, just like drugs. Drugs, you sell those for a whole lot more because they're illegal. So, yeah, he doesn't want guns to be legal because that's money for him.
Because he's a gun-running gangster.
That's right. And really the question is, how long has he been running guns?
You know, yeah, this is his first time. Is he just dipping his toe in the water? He's, you know, he's been a anti-gun advocate for years in the Senate, and now he's just dipping his toe in the water?
I doubt it.
It really seems unlikely, doesn't it?
Especially if he's claiming he's got people...
If the FBI is just now getting around to it, the chances are that this has been going on for a long time.
So later Wednesday, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms issued a statement ripping the 65-year-old San Francisco Democrat, saying, quote, "If these allegations are true, Senator Yee is easily the biggest hypocrite on gun control to walk the halls of the Capitol in Sacramento, if not the entire United States."
Oh, so he's a California senator?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to fathom this kind of activity on a scale as massive as these court documents allege. If Senator Yee and his fellow defendants are convicted, they're going to wind up in one of the biggest gun-free zones in the country, federal prison. Andrew Arulundum, spokesman for the NRA, said Yee was a hypocrite. The poster boy for gun control is a scumbag, he said. Yee was scheduled to be honored last week by the Northern California Chapter of Society of Professional Journalists, according to a statement on Yee's website, which says the state senator has authored numerous bills designed to make government more transparent. Yee's the recipient...
Well, good. I'm glad.
Similar journalism awards, including the Freedom of Information Award by the California Newspaper Publishers Association. State Senator Leland Yee of San Francisco received the Public Official Award for his courage to oppose his own Democratic Party leaders and the governor in 2013 with public criticism of efforts to weaken the California Public Records Act. So apparently this guy did a few good things for transparency while he was in office.
I don't want to make it seem like I don't believe in villains. I just believe that people tend to be hypocrites. I think that once you put somebody in power, that position tends to corrupt. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's done some good stuff, and I applaud him for it. I'm not looking for this guy to get some kind of tremendous prison sentence, but I do want people to know, you know, when you pick sides and you're picking the side of tyranny here, these are the kind of people that you're agenting out your rights to people. And these are the kind of people, because we're all these kind of people, that you're aging them out to.
$500,000, by the way, was his bond. He had to surrender his passport and has been released on bond. So we'll give you a little bit more here about the case. If you're out in California and you've got some comments, maybe you're familiar with this character's history as a state senator and you want to share with us a little bit more about him, love to hear that. 855-450-FREE or your thoughts on hypocrisy. It's Free Talk Live.
Every Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical Bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Amanda Bussell here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. Hypocritical California Senator Mr. Yee has been arrested and charged with various federal crimes in regards to gun running. Now,
also a band name.
What's that, gun running?
No, federal crime.
Oh, the Josh Noonan, the federal crime. Leland Yee is his name. He has been called a hypocrite and a scumbag by the gun lobby because he, for years, has apparently lobbied against violent video games as well as the idea that one should be able to possess weapons for defending oneself. And yet there he was, apparently helping broker some gun deals. We'll tell you more about the story here in moments. The toll-free number, if you want to jump on, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Will new technologies enslave mankind or liberate us? It depends on who has the better ideas. In the book Quantum Vibe Volume 2, Murphy, our favorite mad scientist, and his hard-drinking sidekick continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier for humankind. As they navigate complex political and corporate intrigues on a terraformed Mars and colonized Vesta, dark forces are plotting to steal, murder, and start an interplanetary war. Whose tech will overcome? Whose ideas will win the day? Quantum Vibe is a popular, liberty-themed sci-fi adventure webcomic, and it updates daily. You can go read it for free at BigHeadPress.com. And if you're a fan or you just want to get a really great comic book for maybe a loved one to help introduce them to the ideas of liberty, their latest printed version of Quantum Vibe, volume number 2, is available now. It's 161 beautiful full-color pages available through Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from the publisher at BigHeadPress.com. Of course, if you want to help Free Talk Live a little bit and get a great comic, you can just go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter the Amazon links there. Then search for Quantum Vibe Volume 2, add that to your shopping cart, and check out, and Free Talk Live will benefit from that purchase. So again, check out Quantum Vibe and the other great comics at BigHeadPress.com. Senator Yee, he's facing some serious charges at the moment. He's been bonded out on $500,000 bond after surrendering his passport, being taken into custody in San Francisco on Wednesday, according to the LA Times, was seen being loaded into an unmarked law enforcement vehicle under an umbrella, his wrists handcuffed behind his back. His arrest was part of a sweeping sting that unfolded in the fog and rain Wednesday morning as hundreds of local and federal law enforcement agents descended simultaneously on numerous locations. The targets also included Yee's Sacramento office and three-story home in San Francisco. The first Chinese-American elected to the state Senate, Yee was a leading candidate in the race to become California's next Secretary of State. Also arrested was a man authorities describe as a gangster named Raymond Chow, known as Shrimp Boy. After spending stints in jail, Chow insisted...
Oh, I figured that was his morning show name.
He'd gone straight.
It's Johnson and Shrimp Boy. Honk, honk.
Chow insisted he'd gone straight and had been honored for his volunteer work. But the indictment said that Chow, age 54, whose criminal history includes racketeering and robbery, has a position of supreme authority in the Triad, an international organized crime group. Chow is described as a judge in the organization. If one member of the group kills another, it's up to Chow to determine whether the killing was justified. Also charged with Keith Jackson, age 49, a prominent political consultant who had worked to raise money for Yee's political campaigns. It was Jackson, according to the federal complaint, who brokered some of the introductions between Yee and prospective donors that turned out to be undercover FBI agents. Among Yee's alleged actions, according to the complaint, seeking a proclamation in exchange for a $6,800 donation to one of his campaigns, paid for by an undercover FBI agent, and brokering a meeting between a prospective campaign donor and state legislators who had influence over medical marijuana legislation. That meeting also came in exchange for cash campaign donations that far exceeded legal limits and were paid for by the FBI, according to the indictment. So not only did they get him on gun running related charges, they've also got him on campaign finance corruption charges. All told, 26 people were identified as having violated federal statutes in the complaint. They were accused of participating in a free-ranging criminal ring that dabbled in a spectrum of activities, including illegal marijuana grows and a scheme to transport stolen liquor to China.
You're in California. Why would you do an illegal marijuana grow? Do a legal one.
I guess you want to sell stuff on the black market still. There's still supposedly a market.
You can grow it legally. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of controls they have, Mark, on what it takes to grow legally and what kind of...
There might be some sort of an inventory process
accounting
that would prevent you from selling weed on the black market.
Or inventorying. I'm sure some of it makes its way out the back door. But nonetheless. So there you go. They were involved in, allegedly, all kinds of things. And just the hypocrisy on this is delicious. If we hear more about the case, we'll certainly let you know. And maybe if you're out in California and you're following it closely, you've got some opinions, or you want to give us an update as the case continues. continues to develop, we'd be happy to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But since we're talking about hypocrisy, Johnson, you happen to bring a related story.
I did. I found this one actually via Facebook, and it's actually an older story, but I wanted to bring it up because I scoured the site to see whether or not you had covered it, and it doesn't appear that you have. So I think it would make for an excellent discussion sort of article. It's from Salon.com, written by RJ Escow, I'm not sure. But if you don't know, Salon.com is this kind of just this really despicable website. It's very, it's like ultra, ultra left liberal.
But usually the writing's good, and
they're really full of themselves. That's what when I say despicable.
Sure.
When I say despicable, I mean they are just so sure of their intellectual superiority, and their opinions are really vile.
Well, you know, I love that because, you know, either they are going to show themselves to have written a poor article, or they're going to, you know, point out really relevant stuff that I need to look at on whatever issue. I like Salon, Slate. I think that this is, it's usually rather succinct compared to other intellectual articles out there. It's not like the New York Times where I've got to read a book to get the good points out of it. They'll do more and better opinion, in my opinion. I happen to like reading them. I don't tend to agree with what they say most of the time.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what yourself and Ian have to say on this article, and I'm hoping that, you know, maybe this will spark some debate, and hopefully we can tear this article apart, because the article is 11 questions to see if libertarians are hypocrites. 11 questions that expose their contradictions and faulty logic.
All right. Let's have it.
You're talking our language here when you're talking logic.
Libertarians have a problem. Their political philosophy all but died out in the mid to late 20th century, but was revived by billionaires and corporations.
To late 20th century? Wait a second. Is this a bunch of socialists saying that our philosophy died out in the mid to late 20th century? I mean, this is what always amuses me, is the progressives are talking about their new ideas. Your ideas are 150 years old, and every time they've been tried, millions of people have been killed.
Right.
You know, a good portion of the population has been slaughtered because your ideas stink that bad.
And they're saying that libertarianism was revived by billionaires and corporations that found them politically useful. Really?
Well, right. I mean, we're all tools of the Koch brothers. I mean, everybody knows that. 855, 453.
That's in the next sentence. We'll get there.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. It has to be. Any critique of libertarianism has to include the Koch brothers. 855-450-3733. Take control here. We'll get to these alleged hypocrisies in moments.
Attention radio listeners. Are you getting amazing results from your store-bought omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone. I'm on top of things. My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed, and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hypocrites here by Salon.com. Johnson has that story. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, I am not a coffee drinker, but Mark, you certainly are.
Yes, and I am.
You are a daily, what, a pot a day? A
pot a day.
Something like that?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
you're gonna...
it's a good way to get water without having to drink that foul-tasting water.
No, coffee is a diuretic.
Well, yes. Caffeinated coffee is. I drink decaf, and it's if you'll take a look, like there's this urban myth that somehow diuretics don't get you hydration. It's just not true. Yes, yes, you can be more efficiently hydrated with water than you could with coffee. But the fact is there are people on the planet that simply don't consume water and only consume caffeinated beverages like Coke and coffee. Not me. I do drink water often, but
you like your
my
coffee.
Decaf is not caffeinated.
And, you know, you can like coffee. It's okay to like coffee. A lot of people love coffee. In fact, you can just like it because it tastes good, Mark, not some excuse about it delivering water to your body.
No, that's the reason I like it.
Coffee.freetalklive.com is actually where you can go to get a free pound of the very coffee that Mark drinks. That's Buzzbox Coffee, and it's 100% organic, shade-grown, and top 1% grade Arabica. This is not only great coffee, because there is also something you need to know about Buzzbox. They're doing something special that no other coffee company that I'm aware of is doing. They've set up a co-op program, a program that allows people to buy into that co-op from around the world. People in difficult places, parts of the world, third world countries, for instance. And also, there's a separate program from that, which they're doing in tandem with Free Talk Live, where if we can recruit 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, that'll
help. And we're doing quite well. Dozens and dozens of people have signed up. I don't know if we're up to hundreds yet, but we're certainly in the three digits.
Now, there was some question mark earlier, and I don't know if you did the research to find out the answer. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
About some of these microloans. The question was, you know, how has that been going? You're saying dozens have signed up.
Yeah.
we're not waiting to 1,000 to give out loans, right? Like, are they giving out loans all along? Like, if we get a 100, are there going to be some loans given
every 10 people that sign up with BuzzBox, we fund another microloan to people around the world in third world countries to create their own business.
Good. So ideally, we'd like to have 1,000 listeners, but they're giving out the loans right now. And so we're financing microloans through World Vision. You can help change people's lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to make their own lives better through starting their own business. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get great coffee, and you can get a pound for free right now. You just pay the shipping cost, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. That's coffee.freetalklive.com.
I'm sure Mark takes his coffee like he takes his women, shade grown and fairly traded.
All right, so we've got this.
I have no idea what that means, but it's a little amusing.
The story from Salon.com, Johnson, you're going to share with us 11 alleged hypocrisies about libertarians?
That's right. So just to repeat that first sentence again, it says, libertarians have a problem. Their political philosophy all but died out in the mid to late 20th century, but was revived by billionaires and corporations that found them politically useful. And yet, libertarianism retains the qualities that led to its disappearance from the public stage before its reanimation.
Now, this history is just awful and bad. So I don't know what they're trying to say about the philosophy of libertarianism dying off in the mid to late 20th century. But I don't think libertarianism even really became libertarianism until Murray Rothbard, penned much of his work, which was the mid to late 20th century. So what are they talking about? Classical liberalism? Is that what they're referring to here? That, you know, these liberals referring to classical liberalism as old ideas, and I can see where they're coming from. You know, many of those ideas had to be built upon, and they've been cast aside, much of it.
I don't know what the hell they're talking
about.
I have no idea. I know that Ron Paul filled an arena full of college students and others at a Syracuse University just the other night.
Well,
we had somebody
article-
call in to tell us about that, actually. So I'm pretty sure the Koch brothers had nothing at all to do with that.
Ron Paul,
well,
who
this article at the very top of it has a picture of Rand Paul.
Yeah. Well, that's
so that give you a little bit of a clue.
And that's a different story, you know. I mean, as this is sort of the more mainstream, palatable.
Well, what's funny is Rand Paul.
He's not a libertarian.
I'm not a libertarian.
Right,
yet they
that.
Have a picture of Rand Paul
right,
throughout the
that.
Article. So
and
this
Ron
just
Paul,
shows how uninformed they are right there.
Ron Paul is a mediocre to less than mediocre speaker, of public speakers out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's not some kind of superstar. And, a politician sees not some kind of superstar. I think that there's many better public speakers than politicians in most cases. But this guy can fill stadiums if he wants to. He doesn't
because
he's not a particularly vain individual.
Right, that's because the ideas are good. And I don't know if he wants to fill the stadiums, but the stadiums do get filled. And that's because people like the ideas of liberty. They want to hear more about them. And
they want to be near other people that like those ideas, too. It's a good way to meet folks.
Even though Ron Paul may not be a top 10 list speaker, he's good enough to communicate the ideas effectively, and people do want to hear what he has to say.
So to continue with that sentence, it says, and yet libertarianism retains the qualities that led to its disappearance from the public stage before its reanimation by people like the Koch brothers. It doesn't make any sense. They call themselves realists, but they rely on fanciful theories that have never predicted real-world behavior. They claim that selfishness.
Well, you know, this is a pretty good analysis. Like, there's never been a voluntarist nation or state. There have been attributes that you can look at. There's attributes that you can look at today, but
But making a blanket statement like that is ridiculous. To say that libertarians have never predicted real-world behavior?
Bitcoin.
What? I mean, anytime the government prohibits something, we know what's going to happen. It's going to go underground. The black market's going to take care of it. Libertarians are actually pretty good at predicting real-world behavior.
One of the reasons why I've stuck with libertarianism is because libertarians are by far and away better at predicting things than either the Republicans or the Democrats.
Look at all the Ron Paul, economic predictions
came
through.
Economic predictions, military predictions, foreign policy predictions. It's ridiculous. I mean, the incumbent parties are so wrong all the time, and libertarians get it right over and over.
Ron Paul would say if you go over, and libertarians would say if you take the military over into a foreign country and start bombing people, that people are going to get upset about that, their family members being killed, and they might just retaliate with some more violence. Yeah, right. Blowback.
Yep. I mean, before I've been looking, and I haven't had the time to really sit down and go through it, but I know I've got audio myself. You know, when I was first looking into libertarianism, and just learning about Harry Brown and all this in 2001, or no, pre-2000, mm-hmm. Because it was before the Bush election, saying if Bush gets elected, he will be, at the time, the worst president that the country has ever seen, by far and away. I've got myself on tape, so I was saying that somewhere beforehand. So, again, predictions based upon libertarian ideas, just generally, they're typically right.
That's because libertarians look at economics and they've got a good perspective on it. And
which is human behavior.
Right. Not just economics, though, but the ethics of people as well. Because most people don't take that into consideration. They don't take into consideration people's
principles. So how much more buildup are these guys going to write here before they actually get to the first point?
There's only a couple paragraphs. But, I mean, you guys have jumped in. I haven't gotten three sentences
article.
So. We don't do that, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to hold on because Will's on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Will.
Hey, I got this. I hope all's well.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Will?
Yeah, I listened to the March 24th episode, and you were talking about the kid who was told to not bring his My Little Pony backpack or whatever it was to school for fear of bullying.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then I heard the part where the school was backpedaling and said, we've done something or another to make it better or whatever, or get behind. You know, they changed their position, basically.
That's right. There was the young boy had been bringing My Little Pony lunchbox and backpack to the school. He'd been bullied. The school told him it was basically his fault and he needed to stop bringing those things to school. Story went national and the school backed down on their ban of him. Did you want to comment on that story?
Well, yeah, sort of a personal experience.
Okay, great. I want you to tell the story, but hang on so we can give you enough time here in moments. More with Will and his personal experience. Maybe he's a brony. We've been looking for a brony to call the show. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here, and we'll get to the 11 alleged hypocrisies coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free number here, 855-450-FREE. We've got the 11 hypocritical things about libertarians, allegedly, that Johnson will be sharing with us from Salon.com. Also, your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. You can join us, of course, online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. We do have listening options, so you can get tuned into our live streams. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our streams, which air the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times. So during our live show times from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time, you'll hear the live show. And then after that, for the next 21 hours, you'll hear that very same show repeated multiple times. So you can go and get tuned into those streams at listen.freetalklive.com and learn more about our over 140 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show, actually coast to coast and beyond, that air the show on a variety, on a, you know, various different days and times throughout the week. Plus, we've got satellite listening options, which include free to air, which means if you're in North or Central America, you've got a view of the southern sky, you just buy some cheap satellite receiver equipment, and you never pay a monthly fee to listen to Free Talk Live or any of the other great LRN.FM shows. Plus, you've got a webcam that you can watch, listen to, and interact with other listeners due to the chat room built into the cam page, and our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn more there. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Will in Texas, you're calling in reference to the story we talked about earlier this week about the 9-year-old boy who was suspended for bringing, he was basically told he needed to stop bringing his My Little Pony backpack and lunchbox to school. And you said you had a personal story to relate.
Well, yeah, about bullying in schools. And I want to thank you guys for introducing me to Amazon. I heard about them a long time ago. I always shopped the link. And I have saved a lot of money on Amazon. And I have saved a lot of money.
Oh, thank you for that. We appreciate that. Because when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com, it helps us out. So go ahead with your thoughts, Will.
Yeah, so anyway, I would rather have more information in front of me. I had a small window of opportunity to talk to y'all. But my wife had a coworker whose daughter or niece was having special needs. And she's like in high school, 14 or 15 years old or something. And she was getting bullied at school. You know, she's special needs and that kind of stuff happens. But she was trying to get, I don't know all the details, but she was trying to get the school officials to do something about it, you know, reduce it or stop it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, basically were like, oh, you know, not doing anything about it. And, you know, right now the big whole big thing or one big thing going on is like stop the bullying and all this junk.
Anyway, wait a second.
Because right, bullies have always responded to stop bullying campaigns. Yeah, that stopped it.
Yeah, I just want to ask a couple questions. So you say she's special needs. Is she sort of obviously special needs, or is she just kind of like me, weird? And, you know, I just don't.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't have enough information, but I think okay. She's in special classes or whatever. So
okay. Because, I mean, it seems like really, really low to go after somebody who's obviously special needs. It's been a long time since I've been in
public school. Bullies are not exactly known for being honorable.
It didn't happen that way when I was in high school. Usually the few kids that were there that were, you know, obviously special needs, people, you know, made special concessions for them and moved out of their way and, you know, gave them, you know, but weirdos like me got picked on because we're just odd.
Yeah, I don't think that she's, you know, full-blown, you know, I don't know the proper term anymore.
Yeah,
mentally disabled, but maybe she's got, you know, whatever, Asperger's or something, quote-unquote minor or whatever.
So regardless, she's being bullied.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, and the mother was, you know, trying to get the school, the people to do something about it, you know, and they weren't going to do anything. I go, well, yeah, what was it? Kids were sending her text messages and emails and stuff and harassing her on Facebook, saying, why don't you just die? I remember that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, you're such a retard or whatever it is, why don't you just die or whatever. And that's a big thing now. You know, cyberbullying is all over the news and everything. Anyway, my wife was telling me that the school officials wouldn't really do anything, so I guess the mother spoke with a resource officer or whatever, and then they wouldn't do anything. And then the school got mad at her as a mother for, you know, she couldn't get the principal or anybody to do anything about it, so she went above their heads, so to speak, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they got mad, and they started harassing the girl. The school officials started harassing the girls, you know, the girl telling her clothing wasn't dress code and that kind of thing or whatever.
Wow.
You could imagine how bad, you know, they retaliated, you know, against the daughter. Anyway, mm-hmm. And the wife was talking about this, and she last thing she had told me was that the mother was trying to get media attention. Lo and behold, we had recorded some kind of show, and at the very end of the show, I was getting ready to delete it. I'm like, let's hear a story about this plain old girl who's being picked on and what the school was doing about it. And it was her. And that story was on the media was saying, oh, the schools are trying to stop bullying, and everybody in the school is now wearing a shirt to approve, you know, we support, well, I forget the girl's name. You can probably look it up on the internet, Plano, Texas, teen bullied or something, you know, and I just thought it was funny or I wasn't surprised that the school was actually pretending like they were into it and trying to do something about it.
So what you're saying, let me see if I can recap what you've said here. You're saying that mom tried to go in and talk to the school bureaucrats and get something done. They didn't do anything. In fact, retaliated instead against her daughter. But then when the news media got wind of the story, all of a sudden they changed their tune?
Yeah, and there's wearing T-shirts and all kinds of stuff, you know, to give the school good PR or whatever, and, you know, and I don't know what it is. I haven't gotten any updates from it, but I was just reminded about that. And, of course, I remember being in school, too. You know, the bullies were the people that the school officials never messed with. It was always the people that were like me doing good grades and stuff.
It sure seemed like that. Well, I can relate, and thank you for calling and telling the story here tonight at 855-450-FREE. Well, at least bringing some attention to these cases can change how things play out, but will it change it for very long, or will it only change it for the period of time in which the media is interested? In which case, when the media finally drifts away and their attention goes to other matters, as it inevitably will, what then happens to the daughter with special needs in this case? What then happens to your children when they're in these places? And the best answer for me, is to get your kids out of government school. If you don't want them to be bullied, don't put them in a place where there are bullies.
The special needs kids have it the very worst because it costs a lot more to, you know, educate or essentially, to some extent...
Well, it costs a lot more in the government school system because they spend a lot more on purpose because they want to get bigger budgets. There are a lot of points, I think, good points out there, as some will show, that when you take a special needs so-called student out of the special needs programs at the government school and actually put them in some sort of school where people really do have an interest, a genuine interest in helping. I'm not saying all the teachers in the government school don't have a genuine interest in helping special needs, but there's seems to be, let's just say, an overdiagnosis of so-called special needs.
Well, you're right. There have been plenty of stories where you take a kid who's an underachiever, special needs loser out of a public school, and suddenly
they
blossom and they do great outside because they've been, their attributes have been given an opportunity to grow.
Right. They may be very, very talented in some areas. They may be very interested in learning in a certain way, and the government special needs programs are forcing them, like the old square peg into the round hole. They're trying to force them into this one-size-fits-all system.
There's no maybe about that. That's what they're doing. Period. They do that to everyone. It's not just about special needs people. That's what they do to every single student.
Right. So I think that the whole special needs program is just a big money bomb for the government school system.
You also just have to think, though, when you're in that kind of environment every single day and you're just getting negative energy from every single person around you, just every day, on top of being in a program that just has absolutely no interest to it. If you're being, the square peg that's being forced into the round hole, constantly, and you're trying to do a program where you're just learning things that are just going to be completely irrelevant for the rest of your life. I know maybe in a special needs program is a little bit different, but just in a general student program, and then on top of that mind-numbing drivel that is the scholastic program that schools are nowadays, just trying to drill things into people and make them pass tests. So it's already a miserable place to be. But on top of that, not having any respite from that with friends and, people to kind of lift your spirits up and get you over that horrible program. No, instead, you're getting negative attention all day long.
Share with us your thoughts here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. Still to come, Salon.com will be critiquing libertarianism, and Johnson has that story. We'll share that with you. Also, there's other news about Bitcoin. Apparently, this is actually another Salon piece. Libertarians have lost the battle for Bitcoin soul, they say. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about that as well. But your calls come first here. The toll-free number is 855-453, and hour number two is coming up.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter, March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard-of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.